are welcome to the Rohi Word. You are about to be transformed by the power of God's Word through His servant, Pastor Emmanuel Mephil. Pastor Mephil is a teaching evangelist who preaches God's Word passionately with signs and wonders following. He serves as the founder and lead pastor of the Rohi Church, a Christ-centered, family-focused, and discipleship-driven ministry. It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Now, let us hear the word of God.
Turn your Bibles with me to Judges chapter 16, verse 22. The Bible says, however, the hair of his head began to grow again after it had been shaven. The hair of his head. It's talking about Samson. Samson had intentionally gotten himself into trouble, landed himself in the bosom or on the lap of a prostitute or a woman, dangerous woman. Men, be careful where you put your head. Be careful where you drop your head. Choose a stone to a lap. It's not every lap you put your head on. Some of the laps, by the time you remove your head, your eyes are gone. I said, are you listening to me? Men, listen to me. It is not every lap you connect your head to. Lap. It's not every lap you connect your head to. Some of the laps, by the time you finish the connection of your head, you have lost your eyes. You have lost your hair. So make sure, instead of a lap, get a stone that you put your head on. At least, when Jacob put his head on a stone, he had a dream. Samson put his head on a lap and he lost his sight, lost his hair, lost everything. Go around looking for people's laps. You are just about to lose your destiny. So Samson, unfortunately, played himself into the hands of Delilah. Delilah too was too smart to use him for a collateral. Delilah was broke. She needed money. Said Samson. Told her people that I can get Samson for you. How much money will you give me? Judas Delilah. Organized a nice warm place. However, the hair of his head began to grow again after it had been shaven. A few days ago, I went to withdraw money. And then I brought it to the house. The money was not even in the house, so it was in the car. I don't know how. By the time they finished with me, the car had lost hair. So Samson went to meet somebody like this, who had calculated, was intelligent, was crafty enough to know how to bring a man down. Put his head down, organized her people, removed his hair. Then they kidnapped him, went to remove his eyes, disorganized him, ended his life, ended his destiny, ended his vision, brought him to the lowest level of his life. And most people have, at this point, landed at the lowest level of their life. For you, you didn't meet even Delilah. You have not met Delilah yet, but you are at the point where you are almost dead. I don't know what you do if you meet Delilah. But you have met something. You have seen a bad friend. You have seen something that has shaken you and brought you down. For some of you, your prayer life has been brought to zero. You know how many hours you used to pray. You know how fervently, even if it was 30 minutes, you know how hot it was. You know how serious you were with God. How you woke up at dawn every day without fail. And when you wake up, the first thing you do is, Father, in the name of Jesus, I say thank you. I worship you. I glorify you. Then you wash your face and then now you begin to engage properly. Now you struggle to even wake up at dawn. But when you try to wake up at 6, the first thing is, my phone. Meanwhile, who need data? You don't have data, but you love your phone more than God. So I see how your prayer life, and you yourself, you know, your prayer life has depleted, dep- where you ask yourself that, Mikra, am I a Christian at all? Sometimes you're asking whether you believe in prayer. When was the last time you spent even 30 minutes? 30 minutes, I'm praying 30 minutes. You used to do that, but you have lost it now. You are at that point. For some, it's their evangelism. How you used to wake up in the morning, and as you are going to work, you are talking to people. When you sit on the Okada, you ask the guy, are you born again? You are sitting in the car, you are asking your next colleague in the car, are you born again? That was your conversation before you started. Are you born again? That was then. I'm talking about your past. I'm not talking about, because now you have fallen flat. Not everybody, Sam. Most. Are you listening to me? You used to be on fire. I am talking about people who are falling, who are about to rise again. I'm going to show you how you can rise again. How you can rise again. Back to where you used to be. Back to the point of prayer. Back to the point of evangelism. Back to the point of loving God. Back to the point of loving people. Back to the point of commitment to God. And back to the point of success and productivity. So his hair was taken away. Everything, he lost it. Then the Bible says in verse 22, however, the hair of his head began to grow again after I had been shaven. The hair began to grow again. From this same verse. The hair of his head began to grow again. Number one, if you want to rise again, try again. You want to rise up, try again. Try again. Samson decided to give himself another chance for his hair to grow. He could have taken a blade and began to shave his hair every time after it happened. But this time, he said, I'm going to give myself another chance. Let the hair continue to grow. The fact that you have fallen does not mean you should stay there forever. Give yourself a second chance. Try again. Somebody broke your heart, so you have decided that I will not enter a relationship again. Try again. You prayed one prayer some time ago and you never received answers, so you decided that I'm not praying again. Try again. You wrote an exam and you failed, and you decided that I'm not going to write it again. Try again. Samson's hair began to grow again. It's a second chance. Give yourself a second chance. Give yourself a third chance. Give yourself a fourth chance. The Bible says that the righteous man will fall down 7 times. Try again. Don't just throw in the towel. As you live here today, whatever you used to do that you have failed at and you are not doing, go back and try again. Give yourself the opportunity to try again. But I heard some saying when I was growing up that when at first you try and you don't succeed, try again. Try again. Try again. You tried, you didn't succeed, try again. You were even succeeding and you failed, try again. You were rising and you fell, try again. Give yourself another chance. Do you know how many times all these people that we see around who are doing well, do you know how many times they tried before they began to do well? Do you know the number of times they tried? Do you know the number of times I had to break up in relationships before I found a proper relationship to enter and got married? Do you know how difficult these things are? But you always want to give yourself a second chance, a third chance, because the only way you can rise up is by trying again. It's by trying again. It's by trying again. You got a job. You lost the job. Go searching again. Try again. You tried evangelism. The person says, get out of my face. I don't want to give my life to any Christ. And then you went to the second person, get out of my... You decided, you know, I'm not doing it again. Hey, get out of this place and try it again. Try it again. If you stop trying, you will stop winning. Keep trying and you will see yourself rising again. I came to advise somebody. I came to charge somebody. I came to encourage somebody. I came to empower somebody. That thing that you tried last year, that you failed at, you tried 2 years ago, you failed at it. You tried 3 years ago, you failed at it. And you have decided that 2023, I will not even try to be embarrassed. I will not try to be disappointed. I came to tell you, the Lord says I should tell you, go back and try again. Go back and try again. Don't throw in the towel. Try it again. The same thing. Don't change it. Try it again. The prayer you prayed that it didn't work, go back and pray it again. You've prayed several times that my husband should come and he's not coming. So you have decided that I'm not praying it again. Hey, pray again. Do you know the number of times I've prayed for people and nothing happened, and yet I keep coming back and I pray again because I did not make them sick, and so it is God who must heal them. My job is to pray again, and I keep praying again. Do you know the number of times I have preached messages that people got angry, people got offended? The message was not to offend. It was to bless them. It was to lift them up. It was to empower and encourage them. But they got offended. What did I do? I came back the following Sunday. I preached again. Somebody came to me and said, I am blessed. Can you imagine if I had listened to that one and said, I will not do it again? Somebody would never have been blessed by that message. I came to tell somebody, rise up and try again. Rise up and try again. Rise up and try again. Mathematics has been difficult. Try it again. Economics has been difficult. Try it again. English has been difficult. Try again. Whatever it is that you are failing at, you are falling at, it doesn't look like it's working. I came to shout at somebody, try again. Try again. Try it again. You have failed at it before. Try it again. You have been disappointed before. Try it again. You asked and they didn't give it to you. Try it again. You tried buying land and they took it from you. Try again. You tried building. They said it will not happen. Try again. Whatever it is, try it again. And for me, what's important for me is your prayer life. Try again. Go back to it. Your evangelism. Try again. Go back to it. Your worship. Try again. Go back to it. Whatever you have lost, whatever you have fallen off, wherever you have fallen, wherever you have come down, I came to announce to you, there's an opportunity for you to rise. There's an opportunity for you to rise. There's an opportunity for you to rise. If only you will try again, you will rise up. If only you will try again, you will rise up. What happened and what helped Samson was that his hair began to grow. And when his hair began to grow, his strength was coming. As you try again, your strength comes. As you try again, the opportunity comes again. As you try again, you get an opportunity to try it and do better. You will do better as you try again. It will work as you try again. The business will work as you try again. The ministry will work as you try again. Your marriage will work as you try again. The school will work as you try again. The job will work as you try again. The relationship will work as you try again. Even the school that you don't understand, the course you don't understand, keep trying. Keep trying. Keep trying. I said try again. The pain that made you stop, try again. The failure that made you stop, try again. The disappointment that made you stop, try again. The embarrassment that made you stop, try again.
Oh, how wonderful it has been tonight. People of God, I believe this word has been a blessing to you. It has touched your life. It has changed something in you. It has given you an understanding of something you were thinking about. It has encouraged you to continue moving forward. I believe that you would want this message to keep going on for other people to be affected, other lives to be blessed. I am just asking you tonight that if this word has really been a blessing to you, I just want you to take a very good offering tonight and decide that I'm going to sow it into this ministry. I am not asking you to give me money to buy fuel. I'm not asking for money to buy food. I'm asking for money to continue to keep this voice and this word on this radio and other channels that are coming up. It is quite expensive to continue doing this work, and I need your help. I'm asking that you would take some good money, you would send it via Momo, you would send it to our account and be a blessing to the ministry, as we pray that God will also be a blessing to you. Our Momo number is 0244-885502. Again, is 0244-885502. And this one is in the name of Emmanuel Meffel. I'll be very, very grateful that you don't call this phone number, but you send your offering, a very good seed, to be a blessing to the ministry. If, on the other hand, you feel that you want to write a check, you can write the check in the name of the Rohi Church and then put in an envelope. And call us on 0204-336-002. We'll find a way of getting to you and we'll get the check. God bless you and thank you. I believe that God will touch your heart to do something that will bless another person's life. I love you once again.
Go to verse 25. Verse 25. So it happened when their hearts were merry that they said, call for Samson that he may perform. And that's what our enemies like. The time that you are down, that's when they laugh at you. Hey, is that him? Hey, I remember when we were in school. She used to be very good, old, but she, hey, she said, oh, hey, 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 hey. That's what they were doing to Samson. Ah, I remember Samson. He was a very strong guy. He used to terrorize us. But ah, go and bring him. Let him come and fool here. Let us see some. And for some of us, that's our life. When people want to have fun, then they will call us. Then they will put on speaker, and your friends are there, and then there. Charlie, the last time you called, then you say what you said. Oh, Charlie, you know, I'm trying to start some business. Which business? Oh, poultry farm. So what do you need? What do you need? And all this ibijoko, they are laughing at you. Charlie, call and make we laugh small. Call and make we laugh small. That's what was happening to Samson. Call, make we laugh small. So what do we do? So if you can give me, I just need maybe 1,000 or 1,500 just to start something small. Okay. I'll give you a call back shortly. Then you cut the call, then they'll start laughing. You see, I tell you, say they suffer. I don't tell you, say they suffer. That's what they wanted to do, and that's what they are doing to you. But your story is changing from today. I said your story is changing from today. You will not be a laughing stock from today in the name of Jesus. They will not sit in their house and laugh at you. No, it will not happen. So they said, let him come and perform. So they called for Samson from the prison, and he performed for them, and they stationed him between the pillars. Continue for me, please. Then Samson said to the lad who led him by the hand, let me feel the pillars which support the temple. Let me feel the pillars. Number two, get help. So he spoke to the lad, Akolano. I said, let me, help me to feel the pillars. I want to feel it. And the boy didn't know what was happening. So he said, oh, I just need help. I want somewhere I can relax. So just, no, some of you are down, not because you can't rise, because you have never asked for help. I said, number one, try again. Number two, get help. Samson, as strong as he was, fell down and came to a little boy and said, help me to touch the walls. Help me. I want to feel the walls. I want to feel. They had put him in between, but he was not touching it. He said, help me. Hold this in my hand and let it touch this one. You are too proud to ask for help. That's why you are down. That is why. No, the reason why you are down is not because you don't have help. It's because you are not asking for help. The reason why you are failing your exam is because you are not asking for help. The reason why your marriage is crumbling is because you are not asking for help. The reason why your business has shaken and has gone down is because you are not asking for help. The reason why your life is the way it is because you think that you can do it on your own, and yet you are not able to do it. You are not asking for help and you are struggling. You are not asking for help and things are going basa, basa, basa for you. You are not asking for help and things are going upside down. You are not asking for help. Today you must go to somebody and ask for help. Help. Blind Bartimaeus began to shout, help. 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 Find help. Ask for help. You have a lot of pastors around you. You have a lot of leaders around you. You have a lot of friends around you. You don't ask for help. You want to pretend and walk around and act as if you are some guy. Meanwhile, you are empty. Your head is empty. Your heart is empty. Your pocket is empty. Your life is empty. And you never ask for help. You are in your... Look, I know people who have died because they never asked for help. I know them, human beings, not stories. Human beings. And the help they needed was 120 Ghana cedis. But your position in life now is because you are not asking for help. Because you are not asking for help. You are pretending for everybody to feel that you are some don. You are making everybody feel that I got it all covered. I know what I'm doing. I've handled. I can handle it. I know where I am. I know what is going on. Sometimes, What you have will not be able to solve. Look, God never gave you what will solve your problem. God gave you what will solve somebody else's problem and gave your solution to somebody else. If you don't ask that person, you will never get a solution. If God wanted us to be islands and live alone and not talk to anybody, he would make you all sufficient. And if God makes you all sufficient, you are also God. God never made any man all sufficient. So he put your solution in somebody's mouth, put your solution in somebody's pocket, put your solution in somebody's hand, and put your solution in my hand. So if you don't ask me, you don't get it. And if I don't ask you, I don't get it. If you want to live your life as almighty, all-knowing, all-sufficient, you will die all alone. The reason why you are down is because you are not asking for help. You don't have it all. You don't have it all. So don't be embarrassed to ask, can you help me with this? Can you explain this to me? Can you assist me to get to this place? Don't take advantage of people. I'm not talking about taking advantage of people. I'm talking about asking for genuine help. Genuine help. Ask for help. And when we give the help, don't be offended. What brought Samson up was asking a little boy for help. No matter how young, they may have something to tell you that will shock you. Then the last one, pray for divine support. Verse 27. Now the temple was full of men and women. All the lords of the Philistines were there. About 3,000 men and women on the roof watching while Samson performed. Continue. Then Samson called to the Lord saying, O Lord God, remember me. That's the last one. Pray for divine support. Samson called upon the Lord. Called upon the Lord. Called upon the Lord. And God heard his prayer. And Samson rose again. I said before he died, he came back to his old self. He didn't die a failure. The Bible says that he destroyed more at his death than when he was alive. He died a champion. He didn't die like the way they wanted him to die.
Oh, how wonderful it has been tonight. People of God, I believe this word has been a blessing to you. It has touched your life. It has changed something in you. It has given you an understanding of something you were thinking about. It has encouraged you to continue moving forward. I believe that you would want this message to keep going on for other people to be affected, other lives to be blessed. I am just asking you tonight that if this word has really been a blessing to you, I just want you to take a very good offering tonight and decide that I'm going to sow it into this ministry. I am not asking you to give me money to buy fuel. I'm not asking for money to buy food. I'm asking for money to continue to keep this voice and this word on this radio and other channels that are coming up. It is quite expensive to continue doing this work, and I need your help. I'm asking that you would take some good money, you would send it via Momo, you would send it to our account, and be a blessing to the ministry, as we pray that God will also be a blessing to you. Our Momo number is 0244-885502. Again, it's 0244-885502. And this one is in the name of Emmanuel Meffel. I'll be very, very grateful that you don't call this phone number, but you send your offering, a very good seed, to be a blessing to the ministry. If, on the other hand, you feel that you want to write a check, you can write the check in the name of the Rohi Church and then put in an envelope and call us on 0204-336-002. We'll find a way of getting to you and we'll get the check. God bless you and thank you. I believe that God will touch your heart to do something that will bless another person's life. I love you once again, and I'll come your way next week, Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. Draw more people to listen to this word. It is the Rohi word. It's the word from the shepherd. It's the word that will bless your life. Thank you very much. Have a good evening. I love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Emmanuel Meffel. We hope you are blessed by the message. Worship with us at the Rohi Church in Community 22 Tema every Sunday from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. Our youth services start from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock p.m. Tuesday evening service is from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m. Download the Rohi Church app on Google Play and App Store for more life-transforming messages. Follow Pastor Emmanuel Mephil and the Rohi Church on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Call us on 0204-336-002 for counseling and inquiries. Rohi Church, loving God, making disciples, and invading globally. This message is brought to you by Hot Jobs Africa Limited.